Hello and welcome to the Commando Show podcast, and hope you're having a good start to the new year. Thanks for being a Commando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of January 23rd, 2021.
It happens in football, and now it happens to people who play virtual games. Would you believe this? Call of Duty gamer Thomas Paparato, who goes by Zuma online, says he has to step back from professional gaming and all its money because of his thumb. That's right, he's injured. The 25-year-old says he has to stop competing for the future because the pain in his hand just isn't possible anymore. So apparently his thumb and his index finger feel the best when pressed together. And when you're using a video game controller, that's not okay. Okay, get it? Put your thumb in your index. It's not okay. All right, that busted me up. I'm sure it did too. And you see, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. Of course, we talk about the gadgets and gizmos, what's left of your privacy and security, which is hardly anything anymore. Talk about making money and saving money. Of course, it's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. Mm-hmm. A-OK. And just a quick reminder, you can find us on over 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. That's more than 375,000 American servicemen and women, thank you, in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Get the Kim Komando Show. Hey, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. I know you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that's 1-888-825-5254. And we're going to begin this show with five things that you need to know. And yes, it was a big week on Wednesday. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were officially sworn in. And the initial focus has been executive orders dealing with the pandemic, of course. But the big question is, what does this mean to the future of big tech? Now, former President Trump was no fan of big tech, particularly when it was perceived to censorship in social media and Section 230, which is a 25-year-old piece of legislation that basically protects social media companies from any liability when it comes to what its users post. So it doesn't mean things are going to get easier for these companies under the new administration. We're not talking politics. I'm just letting you know that there's bipartisan support for revoking this Section 230. You need to know about this. And as for antitrust, all those lawsuits have been filed by the Justice Department against Facebook and Google. They're not going away. And social media's role in how users orchestrated the attack on the U.S. Capitol building earlier this month is only going to increase the chances for more regulation, including probably much stronger efforts to break all these companies up. And when you think about it, the big five companies, you have to know who the big five is. You know, you see it written online, the big five. Well, who exactly are the big five? Facebook, Google, parent company, Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple. They really have a lot of power and control. I mean, just look what happened to Parler. And Parler is kind of back, maybe. Okay, there are at least some signs of life. If you go to the web address, parler.com, you'll see some activity. It's not very much at this point, just a web page describing technical difficulties and statements from some of the Parler staffers. And you got to start somewhere. Apparently, if you start doing the research, I thought you'd find this interesting, that it's being held by DDoS Guard, which is a Russian-owned cloud services company with, let's just say, a questionable client list all around the world. Now, according to the Whois database, it looks like Parler registered domain last week with another Russian-owned company called Epic. But Epic denies any working with Parler at all. And even if Parler solves the server problem, it's still not going to be available in Google Play or the Apple App Store. It's not there now. And the previously downloaded versions of the app just simply don't work. So with no easy way to distribute its app, can enough folks find the website, sign in, and keep Parler financially viable? You know, it's a battle against all odds, but apparently it's just not over. All right, number three, let's move on to streaming content. Wow, doesn't it seem like every time you turn around, there's yet another streaming service? Well, on March 4th, here comes Paramount Plus with plans for new original series. They say more than 20,000 episodes and movies from existing companies like Paramount Pictures and CBS, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, MTV, and BET. Does it sound familiar? Yes, this is CBS All Access, which is being rebranded as Paramount Plus. But why? It's a smart marketing move, really. CBS All Access used to be made up of just CBS content. And then, of course, two halves of one family's empire, CBS Viacom, they merged, and now All Access expanded well beyond it. But the reason why I'm bringing this to your attention is that what's going on with the streaming wars is that we're getting more players, we're getting more competition, and the prices are going up. So if you haven't checked your streaming bills lately, you might want to add it up, because when you start looking at the cost versus traditional cable, you may actually find that you're spending more money streaming than you did on your cable bill. Because if you're waiting for those prices to fall, well, you can just dream on or stream on. All right, number four, you're not paranoid. They really are watching you. An MIT survey found that since the start of the pandemic, a third of U.S. workers shifted to remote working, which has become the norm for just millions of people, and people love it. And that has led to companies seeking software-based methods to track productivity. Now, sales of this tracking software increased by 55% in June of 2020 alone, compared with pre-COVID sales. This is software that captures your keystrokes. It logs everywhere that you go. Some actually take screenshots of what's going on your screen every 10 minutes. So if you're working at home, maybe this is on your computer. Right? Well, is this legal? It is if they tell you up front. But if you think you're being watched without consent, some of the most popular programs to look out for are Time Doctor, Hubstaff, and FlexiSpy. Those make up about 60% of the employee monitoring software. So how do you tell if it's on your system? Well, the obvious place to start is to see what's installed in your computer. But look for other telltale signs, like maybe your webcam is coming on when you didn't activate it. Maybe you're just sitting there. Nothing's going on. Nothing's running in the background. And then suddenly the hard drive starts spinning and make a whole bunch of noises. We have some other telltale signs that you can find over on our website at commando.com. Your keyboard could be keeping track of your workday when it begins and even afterwards, because after all, it has two shifts. It never stops. Number five, baby, it is hot inside. Now, you probably notice that your computer puts off a lot of heat. That's what electronics do. Maybe it's a little warmer when the computer's working hard, multiple processes going on, Windows tabs open, you got software running in the background. Maybe you've got some video going on too. But what if that heat from your computer could actually be a heater? It's actually working for some gamers who put their computers through it, and others with computers that are constantly mining for cryptocurrency are doing the same thing. I read about this in the Wall Street Journal. I just had to tell you about it. They published a report this past week that focused on some people around the world that are using their computers to stay warm this winter. One guy in Lafayette, California, is actually using his computer to heat a chicken coop in his backyard. Right? Hope it doesn't rain. Because electronics need to stay relatively cool to always work properly, which was why most computers have fans, so you don't want to overdo it. But it can help you save some money on your electric bills. The Wall Street Journal also spoke with a 25-year-old guy in Chicago who uses his gaming computer to keep his drafty one-bedroom apartment warm. He says it's so much better than a space heater because you can't play games on a space heater. Wow. You can't argue with that logic. All right, you always hear me talk about how important it is to update your computer, but it just doesn't stop with your operating system. If you skip these really important driver and firmware updates, you're really opening yourself up to some serious privacy issues. Now, you see, driver vulnerabilities have affected huge companies like Intel and NVIDIA. Those are the companies that produce the hardware in so many of our computers. And now that we're continuing to work from home, security experts predict more attacks than ever on our PCs here in 2021. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to relax. Don't get frustrated. Let the pros at Solve IQ help you out. Their patented software works behind the scenes to help your computer perform better, to plug security holes, and to make sure that you get all of your important tasks done safely and securely. And for only $9.99 a month, you can call a real person to get help whenever you need it. In the time it takes to just make a cup of tea or coffee, their expert team can go through your entire Windows system, making sure that everything is up to date, it's running smoothly, and you're totally protected from vulnerabilities. It's the next best thing to having me just come over to your house. So raise your PC's IQ with SolveIQ.com/Kim. Let me spell that for you. It's S-O-L-V-E and then the letters I and Q.com/Kim. That's solveiq.com/Kim. All right, coming up, we have some news about apps you need to delete off your smartphone right now. And what smartwatches are doing with COVID is very interesting. And then there's yet another dangerous phishing scam that I need to tell you about. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. If you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch all 3 hours as a podcast commercial-free over at GetKim.com. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. That's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And coming up in just a few moments, you know, you have all these apps on your phone. You're probably like me. You've got 3 pages, 4 pages of apps, but you really don't use too many of them at the end of the day, right? So why are they still there? Well, there's some apps that you want to remove because they're probably just collecting your data and you have them on your phone anyway. And that's coming up in just a few moments. And how about we start this hour with Gwen in Pensacola, Florida. Hello there, Gwen. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Good. I've been listening to you for years and years and years, and I just joined the Kim Komando community.
Oh, good!
Trying to get I'm a big proponent of free speech. I'm very concerned with all this, the big companies, and you know they're not allowing people to hear what they want to hear and listen to what they want to listen to. So. I did join the Kim community. I think I love the website, by the way.
Thank you.
So user friendly. It's absolutely just so user friendly.
Well, and I'm really glad that you did. And thank you so much because it helps support our small business. And just in case, I don't know if you noticed, but there's no advertising, right? In the community.
I did notice that immediately.
Okay. And there's no tracking. And the only thing that does get a little, because I like to keep things family friendly in the community. And so every once in a while, somebody might post a picture or a joke that's kind of like, it's not X-rated, but maybe it's C or D rated. And so, but I let people tell me if they don't like that. And then we have to deal with, because, you know, when you do have a public forum, is that for me, I wanted to represent what I represent, which is mom, dad, apple pie, and God, right? So I want to make sure that that's a family-friendly place for everybody to go. But thank you for that. Now, don't forget, if you ever have any tech questions, too, you can always use the Q&A forum. You can post your blog.
Yeah, I saw that.
You can share some recipes, and there's jokes, and then since you're a member of the community, we when we do the show, is that you should go to the chat room. And because there's some really great people in the chat room, and I think you'd really enjoy their company too.
Yeah, I saw that on the screen, and I was, I was waiting for you, and it was going ping, ping, ping.
Oh, you can turn that off.
Oh, that's the people in the chat room.
Yes, and you can turn off that ting, ting, ding if you want.
It didn't bother me. I just thought, oh, there it is. You know, it kind of like, oh, okay, that'll be great.
Well, awesome.
That'll be fun.
So what's on your mind today?
So I want to know, I don't want to give my money to the big Apple, Amazon, you know, that kind of thing anymore. Of course, they control so much that it was really, really hard to do that, to not be giving your money to people that don't support free speech. But so what's the best browser to get? I mean, I have an Apple phone, a Mac Pro, Apple iPad. You know, I'm kind of tied into Apple, but I want to kind of ease away. You know, I want to like start with, you know, what browser other than Chrome can I use that's totally safe and less advertisements. Like when I do your newsletter, I get an email, the ad, when I bring it up, of course, in Chrome or whatever it is, it's just loaded with, you know, they throw all these advertisements in. And what browser can I use that would not have that?
Well, you know, a couple of things I just want to clarify is that with, you know, Google and Apple and the big five, you know, they are major corporations, right? I mean, and they make money by tracking and selling your data so that this way they can give targeted advertising. And so that's why wherever you go on the internet, and this is that I like to tell people that somewhere on the internet, in the cloud somewhere, is a digital avatar of yourself that does exactly what you're doing online. And if you liked this video, if you watched this, if you posted this, it's all in this digital avatar of yourself. Okay. So, and when you start getting onto the fringe, sometimes the products are not what you want. Like, you know, it's really hard to get away from an Android or an iPhone and really get a good phone. They exist, but you're not going to like it because it doesn't have all the features and things that you're used to. But with a browser, you do have other options. Like, for example, I don't know if you've checked Firefox lately, but Mozilla Firefox, they have a lot of privacy and security settings. There's something called the strict option that will block every single tracker that's detected. And then they also have anti-tracking is enabled by default. There's also some things that are built into Safari. I know you said you don't like Apple, but if you had Apple products, Safari does have some tracking built in. There's Tor, which is the Onion network, which is anonymizes everything that you do. And then there's also Brave, which is a relatively newcomer that will also give you some security features. And I'm really glad that you called in today, Gwen, because we are working on a tip that I think is going to be released this coming week on alternatives to big tech browsers that I think you definitely are going to want to check out. And if you get the newsletters, you're already signed up. But I'm hoping that we could get that tip put out, say, Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. And so that'll give you all the links that you need so that this way you can look at alternative browsers. And we'll put it in a chart so you can see exactly what you're getting from Firefox, Safari, Brave, and Tor. And Gwen, again, thank you so much for joining the community. We all thank you here at the Kim Komando Show. And stay right where you are. Some apps you want to delete you don't want to miss. All right, over at Komando.com, what's trending, five apps that you should delete off your smartphone right now. Because you have all these third-party apps that maybe you've installed over time. And when you install an app, you know as well as I do, is that you just sit there and you go, oh, I agree. Of course I agree. Because if you don't agree to all the terms and conditions when you install it, you're not going to be able to use the app. And so there are apps that you probably have on your phone that you don't need because there's already that functionality. Like, for example, flashlight apps. They were really popular when smartphones came out, but now they're just built in. And what about QR code scanners that gives you a way to distribute a website's URL without having to remember that whole address? But now you can see them natively on your phone as well. And for a link to five apps that you need to remove on your phone right now, that was two, there's three more. And you don't want to miss number four, by the way, is head over to Komando.com. That's Komando.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. And smartwatches will now detect early COVID symptoms. This is really fascinating. I want to pass along before we go back to your phone calls, because it's this type of knowledge that gives you power. CBS News detailed a study called the Warrior Watch by researchers at Mount Sinai. They followed about 300 health workers between late April to the end of September who wore Apple Watches with special apps. And they found that the Apple Watch can detect small changes in a person's heartbeat. And that could be a sign of COVID-19. And it could happen an entire week before that person even starts experiencing any symptoms. And they're not the only ones. Over at Stanford, they had a wider net, Apple Watches, Fitbits, and the Garmin smartwatches. And they found that more than 80% of people who tested positive for the virus experienced changes in the resting heart rate up to 9 days before any symptoms. So here's the deal. So if you have a smartwatch, start paying attention to your heart rate, the variability. But I have an idea. Smartwatches should be able to delete your browsing history if they detect that your heart has stopped. All right, back to the phones we go. Cindy in Newburgh, glad to have you with us, New Hampshire. Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, thank you for taking my message.
You got it.
Okay, so I have two things. I'm a solo family practice doc, and I have an office in New Hampshire. COVID has affected my office, so I decided that I would start a complete remote telemedicine practice in Ohio, and I have ties there from my residency and a lot of contacts there. So I'm trying to keep things simple. I have a current website that I developed myself about 5 years ago on Wix, and I would like to use that website for my other location in Ohio. So my thinking was that I would have on my homepage two buttons, one button for my New Hampshire office, the second for my Ohio office that's remote, and then you would click on those respectively and open up to see the content of what I offer at either spot. I am,
you know, that's, so you know, that's really interesting that you're doing this. And so you're like a small town family doctor. That's awesome.
I am, and I'm a solo doc.
And so do you do everything from like babies to heart attacks?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Surgeries and manipulation and home visits and. Yes.
Boy, you must be really, really, you must be busy, like 24/7, I bet, right?
Well, I got burnt out after 20 years of being employed, and so I have a different practice model. COVID has, one part of COVID as I was trying to be available for other people, so I did get emergent licenses in almost 15 different states, but a lot of people don't want to come in.
Sure.
So I've always done a lot of telemedicine, and so my thought was I have connections in Ohio. It'd be easy to, you know, help people there with what I do. And so talking with my girlfriend, who's a lot more technically advanced than I am, she's telling me that I need to have a separate website and a separate URL, and I was just saying...
Oh, no, you don't need to do that.
I was just seeing a lot of money, and so...
Yeah. No, we don't want to do that. Let's talk about some solutions, okay?
Perfect.
On the onset, you know how... You know, sometimes if you ever visit, here's one way you could do it. And just for giggles, go over to like a vodka site or something like that. And before you can enter the vodka site, they put up a thing that says, blah, 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 make sure you're over the age of 18. You can click to continue, right? One way you mm-hmm. could do that is that you put up a splash screen before your website loads and says, pick your state. Are you in Ohio or New Hampshire? Okay. And then you probably should have a disclaimer. If you're not in these states, you know, go to your nearest, whatever, you know, just write something up, your nearest healthcare facility, whatever it is. And so that's one way you can do it. On your, if you didn't want to do a splash screen, you could have two buttons at the top. Ohio residents click here, New Hampshire residents click here. Another way you could do it is through what's called geotargeting. You see, whenever anybody goes on the internet, you know, there's a lot of data that's being tracked, right? And so it's not just the browser that you're using and the operating system and the site that you were before, and the kind of computer you have, but it also tracks your IP address. And so by figuring out the person's IP address is that we can do things like geotargeting. So if you've ever wondered why you get ads for only pizza parlors in New Hampshire, that's done by geotargeting. And so there are plugins. These are little programs that you can put into your website. And Wix has the ability. There's one called Geotargetly that works with Wix. And you put this into your website. And for $20 a month, it'll say, oh, this person's in Ohio. Let's show them this page. This site, you know, these site pages. Mm. And, oh, this person's in New Hampshire. We can show them just this. Okay. There is a downside to the geotargeting in that if somebody is using a browser that is anonymizing them, say like the Tor browser, it'll think like even though they're sitting there in Dayton, Ohio, it may think that they're in Amsterdam. Okay. If somebody's using a VPN, it'll think that they're in Los Angeles or wherever that VPN is located. So the geotargeting is not 1,000% accurate. So if we want to do that, and by the way, the geotargeting is like $20 a month. I think I said that, but in case I didn't, that's probably something. In case you want to do that, probably just that splash screen. And then,
would the splash screen be better than doing the two buttons, or what do you think?
I think I would probably have both. I wouldn't rely on, because if somebody hit the wrong one, but you're going to have to make it really clear in the onset, and knowing that, if you look at a heat map of how somebody looks at a website, they look at it left to right, and then they hang in the right-hand area. I'm just afraid that if it's not big enough, mm-hmm. that somebody will not see that.
Okay.
And then your customer, your client, your patient, whoever it is, right, that they're going to get lost in this sea of web stuff, and then they're going to okay. get frustrated. And so,
yeah.
So especially if you're dealing with folks that are not that computer literate, which I'm sure it's all across the board with you.
Yeah.
So we want to make it really easy and really simple. You could have a couple of domains. You could have, you know, yourhealthcareinohio.com, yourhealthcareinnewhampshire.com. You could do that. But if you are not making a lot of money at this, then it starts. Now we're talking about maintaining two different sites.
Right.
Which, you know.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
Yeah. Which that now you're looking at, whoa, now what am I going to really do? So I would probably explore the splash screen idea, because I think that would be the easiest. But I'm going to go ahead and send you some links to the geo-targeting, just so you have that at your disposal, so you can look at it in case that is something you want to try. I don't think it's going to be a large percentage of people that maybe are going to hit the wrong area. I just know from all the years that we've had a website that it just needs to be really, really easy for folks to find anything that they're looking for. And if not, frustration will set in, and then, you know, then you lose them as a patient, as a client, as a visitor, whatever you want to do. Doctor, thank you so much for your call today. Let's talk about the internet for just a second. To use the internet, you have to have an internet service provider, an ISP. I bet in your hometown there are only a few to choose from, or maybe there's just one ISP. Now, think about the power that the ISP has over you. Okay. We all know, we've talked about it here on the show, that Google, Amazon, and Facebook are tracking us. But have you ever really considered your internet service provider in this whole mixture? Okay, you have to use their lines to get on the web. And they keep track of every single thing that you do online. Your entire internet history is saved on their servers. Every website that you visit, every search that you make, anything that you do on social media, the profiles you set up and where you do it, anything that you purchase, even your porn habits, then all this data about you that you handed over gets bundled up and sold to who knows who and for what purpose. And before you say, hey, that's not right, that's not fair, I'm paying my ISP. Well, know that in 2017, the FCC said, that's okay. ISPs don't have to get your permission to sell or profit off your data. And get this, they don't have to tell you how long they're keeping your data either. Can you opt out of this tracking? Probably not. And if you can, some ISPs have the nerve to charge you more for your internet connection. So you basically have two options, folks. One, don't use an ISP and don't go online. Or two, get online and use the internet the smart way so that your ISP cannot track you, and I want you to take back your privacy. And to do that, you need to use a VPN. Now, while you're using a VPN, your ISP cannot track you. The ISP cannot see what sites you visit or anything you do while you're connected. It can only see that encrypted data is traveling to a server. So think of it this way. You're traveling in a car on the freeway. You can see everything around you, and you know the roads that you've been on, and you know what's shown on the speedometer. But pretend now that you're on that same freeway, only this time I'm going to blindfold you. You can't see a thing, but you can still go down the road. The same thing with VPNs, but you have to be careful because not all VPNs are the same. You have to be smart about selecting the right one. You want one that's fast. You want one that's secure. You want a VPN that's not going to track you, because let me tell you, some of the free ones do. I've used ExpressVPN for so many years. You just hit connect and instantly, whatever you do online is encrypted. It's not available to your ISP's tracking. And here's why. ExpressVPN keeps everything that you do online in RAM, meaning it's not saved to a hard drive or server or anywhere. And that's really important. And let me tell you this, ExpressVPN won't slow down your connection like those other VPNs will. I know you're fed up with big tech. I am too, but your ISP is tracking you. You need a VPN, so what you do on the internet is your business and no one else's. And I've arranged a special deal for my listeners who value their privacy. You can get 3 months free use of ExpressVPN when you sign up for a one-year package. It's just a few dollars a month, totally worth it. You have locks on your doors and curtains in your bedroom. Do the same with your internet connection. Sign up now while you're thinking about it. Head over to expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. Still to come this hour, a phishing scam email that's making the rounds. I need to warn you about here on the Kim Komando Show. Claudia in beautiful St. George, Utah. Hi there, Claudia.
Hi, how are you? Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Sorry.
That's okay. That's fine. I'm okay. I'm so blessed to be here. I'm happy. Everybody's healthy. And how are you, Claudia? It's okay.
I'm doing great. And my question, first I have to say, I just have loved how over the years, I've been listening to you for years and years and years, and you have helped so many people. And I just really admire that. And I love that about your show, in helping them to get the products that they need. And so right now, my question is that I was moving and I found this iPod Touch that my husband had gotten like so many years ago. We've never opened it. And I thought, ooh, this might be worth a lot of money because it's so old and never been opened.
But it does. How old do you think it is? How old do you think it is?
My daughter looked at this code, and she said it's like 7 years old. So it's not as old as I thought, and it does have that. It doesn't have a really wide plug, but it has a smaller one. But it's still, I mean, they've updated since then.
Of course.
But I thought, oh, and it has a speaker port.
You're so cute. It doesn't have the big port. It has a little one, and it has a speaker. And it's in the box. Yeah. And I'm hoping that like an old iPod, here's what you're hoping, Claudia, that an old iPod Classic that sells for $90,000, you're holding in your hot little hand right now.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Would be awesome. So your daughter actually went onto the Apple website, and because they have a iPod, where you just type in a number and it tells you what the model is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
It
good.
Has all of that on.
So the best way to figure out if you are sitting on a gold mine, like, for example, an iPod Shuffle, if it's still in the box, is worth like $1,000. A never opened second generation iPod is about $20,000. You know, you may be sitting on something that's worth a couple of $100s. But the fact that it's still in the box and the fact that it hasn't been used and it still has that factory seal is that I would head over to eBay and type in iPod Touch, whatever generation it is. And if you don't have those details, you're going to need that. And I can send you a link if you want to, for Apple, where you can type in that number. So you said your daughter has the details, but this way you have all the details.
Yeah.
And then you can plug that into eBay and just see how much that might be worth to a collector. And if it's, you know, if it's worth more than, you know, $10,000, I it's not that I would want a finder's fee or, no, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing you.
Hey, you're worth it.
A little referral fee. No, not at all. is that I would be curious to see how much you're going to get for it. We could probably look it up here, you know, as we go to the break in between the next hours. But really, it's just finding the make and model, the whole process, and then plugging it into eBay to see exactly what that might be worth that you just found that nobody in your house ever used, which is really unusual when you think about it, for somebody to have an Apple product still in the box that was gifted to them, and they just never, ever opened it up. Boy, I hope that you have just a treasure sitting there, Claudia. I really do. And thank you so much for your call. Coming right back, there's a UPS phishing scam email that's spreading like crazy I need to tell you about. You're on the Kim Komando Show. All right, it looks like an official UPS email. It's got the titles, the logos, the colors. It looks real. It says that you've been selected, lucky you, to get an exclusive reward, but first you have to complete the survey. Okay, it's just a phishing email. you're not going to get any money. You're not going to get any rewards. And if you have older folks in your family, make sure that you warn them too. And you want to stay right where you are, because coming up in the next hour, we have our digital privacy tip you don't want to miss and our digital life hack, as well as more of your great phone calls here on the Westar Multimedia Network. And don't forget, you can always find us at commando.com too.